Hey everyone, welcome back. I have to say, this next story really hit home for me. Chinese authorities just handed down prison sentences of 3 to 6 years to 5 operators behind the Sifeng payment platform for facilitating a massive underground gambling network. It's a stark, almost sobering reminder of how quickly financial infrastructure can be twisted for the wrong purposes.
It's definitely a significant development. What this case really underscores is a much more decisive regulatory crackdown on the financial infrastructures that enable illicit activities. You can clearly see the growing tension between decentralized cryptocurrency tools and national compliance frameworks. The regulatory net is tightening, and there's no turning back.
And the scale of it is pretty staggering. The Sifeng network processed around 2.95 billion yuan. That's roughly $428 million. They basically took their original fiat-to-crypto conversion setup and repurposed it into this hybrid laundering pipeline. It's genuinely disheartening to see legitimate payment rails adapted to fuel underground gambling.
Exactly. From a technical standpoint, the operators combined USDT stablecoins, direct bank card integrations, and fragmented third-party payment accounts to move money incredibly fast. The entire design was meant to bypass traditional banking oversight and completely obscure transaction trails. It's a sophisticated operation, but it's also a glaring compliance failure.
I think what's fascinating, and honestly a bit concerning, is how stablecoins fit into all of this. They were originally praised for providing price stability for deposits and payouts, but that same cross-border utility and relative anonymity made them incredibly attractive for illicit finance. It's a real double-edged sword.
That's precisely why we're seeing a major legal shift. Chinese courts are explicitly rejecting the old defense that payment platforms are just neutral service providers. Instead, they're holding these operators directly accountable for failing to implement proper compliance, identity verification, and transaction monitoring. The era of plausible deniability is officially over.
It's a real wake-up call for the industry. And it's not just happening in China. This ruling aligns with a broader regional and global trend, where regulators are finally treating cryptocurrency as part of the larger financial ecosystem. They're actively tracing how digital assets intersect with conventional banking rails and everyday consumer apps.
So, what are the critical takeaways here for the financial and crypto sectors? It's pretty clear payment facilitators, on-ramps and off-ramps must prioritize rigorous anti-money laundering protocols and strict regulatory adherence. The penalties for cutting corners are now severe, and they're criminal in nature.
I couldn't agree more. As enforcement becomes more holistic and crosses borders, transparency, proactive compliance, and ethical infrastructure design will simply be non-negotiable. We want sustainable industry growth, and that starts with building systems that prioritize integrity over speed.
Absolutely. Regulatory scrutiny is only going to intensify from here. Any platform handling digital or traditional financial transactions needs robust oversight baked into its foundation. It's the only way to ensure longevity and trust in this space.
Well said. Thanks for walking through this with me. It's a complex landscape, but with the right guardrails and a genuine commitment to responsibility, I'm hopeful we can build something that's both innovative and secure. Stay tuned for more.